This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three in studio. It's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris, and we're discussing this very interesting, strange story of, I don't think you could call it a botched drug raid. Because, you know, like, it wasn't one of these things of, oh, we went to the wrong house. They went to the house that, you know, the warrant was made out for, but what they found instead of illegal drugs was some tomato plants and some tea growing in a hydroponic setup.
Well, the tea wasn't, but you'll get into that in the story.
Okay, my reading of previous thing was it was all in that hydroponic, but Heather had asked the question of, why would anybody grow tomatoes in a hydroponic thing? And, well, if you don't have a very big yard, or you don't have a yard, or if there's some kind of, you know, like, ruling in your HOA that you can't have plants outside.
Or if you live in an area like we do that has a relatively short growing season. I know a number of people that do grow greenhouse tomatoes, and that's how they combat our short growing season.
And also, here in New Hampshire, if you stick a shovel in the ground, you get about 3 inches and then hit a rock and, you know, do it again. So, you know, the ground isn't necessarily suitable for growing things either. We'll get back into the story, but first to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, David, in San Francisco.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yep. Gotcha. Good. Yeah. I think what's not being really raised in this is the false raids that were being used to steal people's land.
Oh, yeah.
Out here in California, there was a guy, if I remember right, he was like 93 years old, and he was down on, I think it's Highway 5, way down there in Southern California. Highway 1 in Southern California, and he was, he had like, you know, 150 acres right next to a highway intersection, and that land was being lusted after by some private developers who induced a raid, and, you know, they did some, fake news they did a fake tip to the cop. Raided the house, killed him dead. Just as soon as he opened the door, they shot him dead. And, you know, what happened to his land, right? So here you start looking at this guy in Kansas. People in Kansas tend to have, you know, the old family farm. And, you know, the whole idea of doing fake raids, you know, one of the, are you all familiar with the Keelan?
Well, the raids aren't fake. You know, the police definitely busted down the front door.
Well, in this case, but what the caller is saying is absolutely right, and this has been well documented. Sometimes it isn't about drugs at all. Sometimes it's about seizing property that somebody desires.
Right.
Go ahead,
I
caller.
Don't think you could properly call it a fake raid when the raid actually happened, and somebody, in the case of the guy in California, he actually got shot.
Well, let's call it a raid under false pretenses, whatever.
That's
you
mean. More, that's a more fitting term.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, and so this was, you know, I mean, I remember this sort of junk going on for decades before it, but the raid that you're talking about with the was 2012. So this was, you know, it's certainly in the period of time when the cops were, they hated Obama. They didn't give a, you know, a care if it happened on his watch. And as a matter of fact, they were local cops. I was listening to a Kansas City station a few days ago when this news came out about it. And they were very much questioning what's not said in most of the news accounts here. And by the way, this story is, I've seen it in Washington Post, it's in Chicago Trib, it's in most of the
sure.
major newspapers. But the thing that's not being said is that God, my brain's just seized up. But illegal raid, oh yeah, that the cops that raided his place were Kansas cops, and they were staking out the grow shop that was in Missouri.
Right, and the article actually gets into that, and I was just about to get into that portion. And this actually goes back to 1997, and we will get into that part of the story.
Yeah, a lot of these stories, if you're interested in reading more about what the how the government works in this war on drugs, I'll plug this book yet again, but Radley Balko, Rise of the Warrior Cop, The Militarization of America's Police Forces, talks about a lot of the cases, and I'm pretty sure the case you bring up in California where the 93-year-old man was shot, I think that was one of them that he discusses, including even things like Keene, New Hampshire, trying to acquire a Bearcat. That's covered in
the
that book
ballistic
also.
Ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck.
Well, Bearcat right. sounds more cute and cuddly.
Right, and I like making sure that I, you know, pronounce out the entire name so people know what we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about an armored vehicle that the current mayor, when he was a city councilor, referred to, quote, unquote, as a tank.
We're going to get our own tank.
Right,
go ahead,
right.
caller.
Well, the very idea that I was going to raise in conjunction with this, there was a kind of a famous corrupt Supreme Court ruling of about 5 or 10 years ago called the Kelo decision, where
yep.
eminent domain can be used to seize your land. You know, previously eminent domain could only be used to seize land if it was going to go to the public good, a school or a hospital or a highway bridge or, you know, something that would be good for everybody.
Right.
And they had to pay you fair market value for it. Well, now, Kelo decision has been used so that developers, you know, like a real estate developer, can come up with some speculation numbers saying,
hey, right, and we're going to create lots of jobs.
That they've construed that to be private good. Probably the best thing to come out of the Kelo decision was the fact that a bunch of states across the country wound up passing constitutional amendments
right.
to basically nullify that decision to say that, no, it can only be used for public purposes and cannot be handed over to private developers or private interests. David, thank you for the call. And let's get back into the story here again from the Washington Post. The story, again, Bob Hart and his wife, retired CIA agents, had their home raided in 2012. The events, Washington Post says, the events began a year earlier, but it actually began about 15 years earlier. Starting in 1997, Sergeant James Wingo of the Missouri State Highway Patrol started pulling surveillance shifts in the parking lot of a hydroponic garden store around the state. The project's logic, as Wingo explained in a 2011 letter to other law enforcement agencies, was that the stores, quote, sell items that are consistently found in indoor marijuana growing operations.
And also found in indoor greenhouses where people grow herbs and tomatoes
yes.
and squash. Oh, my God.
As customers came and went, Wingo would note their license plate information and enter the names into a database. In 2011, he came up with Operation Constant Gardener.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
In his letter to law enforcement, Wingo stated that he would supply your agency with the names of the customers that are within your jurisdiction. This will give your agency 2 weeks to initiate brief investigations to obtain probable cause to get a search warrant. Then, per Wingo's plan, the various agencies would all strike on the same day, April 20th. Wingo chose the timing due to the date's association with marijuana. It was a date, quote, celebrated in the community, much like regular people celebrate Christmas.
You know, wherever Wingo lives, I think I want to move there. Because this town must have, like, zero violent crime, nothing unsolved, right? They've solved every rape, every murder, because this guy has enough free time to go park his butt in the parking lot of a hydroponic store and just surveil the public to see who happens to go in and buy something.
I wonder how much she's getting paid an hour to sit there.
Oh, God only knows. Yeah, it's insane.
You know, I can almost guarantee that, you know, some of those bad criminals also shop at grocery stores. We should write down every license plate of people that go there.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More on this story. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in early 2010, you'd have nearly $35 million right now? $1,000 in Ethereum in 2014 would be over $500,000. Isn't it time you focused on investing in blockchains and cryptos? Get up to speed on a new digital world of Bitcoin, Ethereum, ICOs, and blockchains. Hands-on intensive investment workshops so you can be confident buying, selling, and trading. Don't miss out. Go to 100xinvestors.com. Use code FTL20 for 20% off. That's code FTL20, 20% off. 100xinvestors.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Five, five. 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Get help buying Bitcoin, choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or even engage with the community in the Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin or play games online with Bitcoin, the source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com.
I gotta ask, Daryl, do you play Bitcoin poker on any of those, or where they give you like so many Satoshi? A Satoshi is the smallest possible unit of a Bitcoin, the eighth decimal point. Am I correct there?
That is correct.
Yeah. So they're giving you like fractions of a penny to play with. But it's kind of fun, you know. You get on there with a table that might have 5-6 other people, and, you know, it doesn't cost you anything.
I've never done any of the online Bitcoin gaming there at games.bitcoin.com.
Kind of cool.
Let's get back into the story here from the Washington Post about this absolutely horrendous Operation Constant Gardener that was devised by Sergeant James Wingo of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, where he would sit outside of hydroponic garden stores and just write down license plates. He came up with the idea for this thing, again, called Operation Constant Gardener, where he contacted a bunch of different police departments and said, I'll give you the names of all the people in your jurisdiction that have been to this hydroponic shop. And we know that some of the people that buy hydroponic stuff wind up growing marijuana.
Well, the thing is, in Missouri, I'm pretty sure all hydroponic gear is illegal.
Ooh, I did not know that.
That's because it's not true, Daryl. It's not true. It's perfectly legal for you to walk into a store that sells hydroponic gear in Missouri, purchase it, take it home, and grow your tomatoes. There's nothing illegal about shopping at this kind of store.
No,
this
something...
guy's just making a conjecture,
right,
that if you're shopping there,
this gives probable cause to go get a warrant.
Right.
Not even a warrant, though. It's kind of creepy that they would sit there and then get a license plate number and then literally stalk a member of the community for purchasing a legally purchased item. Like, that is a little creepy.
That is it. And it wasn't that the act that they went in was probable cause. The fact was that they then took your name and they gave it to your local law enforcement.
Right. Stocked.
And then it was up to the local law enforcement to go out and see what kind of dirt they could dig up on you.
We're going to stand in the aisle of the grocery store that sells yeast.
This is so creepy.
Because you can use yeast to brew your own beer, and in most states, it's illegal to homebrew.
Thinking you were going somewhere else with that, because I'm sitting here thinking how creepy it is that, like, okay, so they buy this one thing. What is the next on their list? Do they sit outside your house? Do they follow you to the grocery store? Do they watch you, like, and stand down the yeast aisle because you're in the aisle over, and then they, like, see what you grab off the shelf? And how do they do this investigation?
Well, in this case,
the investigation here was... We saw you go into this hydroponic shop,
okay. And
that's enough for probable cause for a search warrant, because some of the people that buy hydroponic stuff grow marijuana.
That's it.
No. That's where I'm just taking issue with how you lay out. He would supply the agency with names of customers. But then it was incumbent upon the local law enforcement to go out and find actual probable cause for more action.
Okay, I must have been reading something wrong in this report here from the Washington Post. Let's continue. They say that the first round of raids were successful, and 30 agencies participated. 52 indoor grow operations were seized, according to court records. Wingo noted the media coverage was 99% positive.
Well, as long as we got good press out of it, boys, way to go.
There is demand for a repeat in 2012. Thomas Redden, a sergeant with the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, emailed Wingo 5 months after the first raids asking about more joint operations on the upcoming April date.
Joint operations.
Wingo admitted in an email that he didn't have enough new context to justify a full-throttle operation.
There,
but the state highway patrolman offered to share the names he did have with the county. On March 20th, 2012, Johnson County Sheriff received the names from the Garden Store surveillance. Bob Hart was among them. He had met his wife, Addie, in 1989. Both were working for the CIA. 10 years later, the family relocated to the Kansas City area to raise a family. Addie was working as an attorney with a local financial group. Bob stayed home and raised the children. Around 2011, he thought he'd come up with an idea of trying to raise tomatoes, golden melons, butternut squash, and other vegetables in a hydroponic garden in their basement as an educational project with the son. So they're homeschooling their kid to some degree here.
And gotta stop that, too.
Yeah. The setup was small, just two parallel tubes of PVC piping with a plastic cup of seeds and dirt under the lamps. And to gather supplies for the project on August 9th, 2011, Bob and his two children piled out of the family's Kia minivan in a parking lot of the gardening store.
Oh, my God. So let me get this straight. Here's what the police officer has seen. A guy and two small kids getting out of a minivan, and he's putting that all together to go, aha.
In a gardening store.
Was that all
that sells hydroponic equipment. Some people that buy hydroponic equipment grow marijuana.
Drug kingpin written all over him. So, I know drug kingpins routinely drive Kia minivans.
Okay, anyway, so is that literally all that they used in order to get a warrant to search the house was the fact that he bought this one item?
That got his name on the list.
So then what was the next step in...
The article here continues. 8 months later, as law enforcement continued to search every inch of their house for drugs, Addie sat on the couch trying to explain to her son what was going on. She said, I had nothing. How do you explain that? They know I can't protect them. Sitting in your home, having your Miranda rights read to you, it's absolutely surreal. The raid turned up no marijuana, and before leaving the Hart's house, police would only say that the family had been targeted and surveilled because marijuana seeds and stems had been found on the property.
There
you go.
The police
also suggested that the couple's son was smoking pot and told the Harts to take him to a pediatrician for drug testing.
So did they come by their property without a warrant and find these seeds?
Oh, we'll get to that.
I mean, I don't get it.
That's probably what happened. Let me continue. In the
They're
year following,
walking their canine dog who happened to sniff the front yard.
In the year following the raid, Addie and Bob both struggled to come up with an explanation for why marijuana seeds and stems would have been at their home. The couple said they've never smoked pot. There just wasn't a sensible reason for the raid. The unanswered questions began to eat, particularly at Bob. Previously calm and carefree, he stopped sleeping, found himself mentally tripping down a rabbit hole of possible scenarios. Who were they dealing with? Was this a situation of corrupt cops? Was it a setup? Or did a neighborhood teen drop some marijuana on their lawn? Addie, whose brother was a former New York City police officer, watched as her children became frightened just driving by the police station or seeing a patrol car. We'll tell you where those seeds and stems came from, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is this a fake drug raid or just a drug raid under false pretenses? This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about this drug raid, or what the police were calling a drug raid, in which no drugs were actually found. The family here, Bob and Addie Hart, had a hydroponic garden where they had gone to a hydroponic shop Bob had with his two children. Police officer was sitting in the parking lot writing down license plate numbers and then distributing that to the local police departments where the people lived. And, well, let's figure out exactly where they wound up connecting some dots here from, oh, you went to this store and bought some hydroponics, to we're busting down your front door. Well, it wound up taking the Hart family a while to get the information. Nearly a year after the incident, Johnson County Sheriff's provided some documentation to the family. Right away, they understood what happened. On the official paperwork before the raid, the investigators noted they had pulled the couple's trash before the incident as part of the investigation, but the report did not refer to the aforementioned seeds and stems that the officers had mentioned. The report mentioned, quote, wet glob vegetation.
Ah.
Addie says, as soon as I heard that, I knew it was my tea.
It was loose leaf Teavana that she drank regularly, but it took over a year and $25,000 for a lawyer to figure out exactly what happened.
Okay, quick question for all of you listening at home or on the road. Just imagine that your home gets invaded by drug warriors and it's all a big mistake and you're not charged with anything and that's it. But actually find out why it happened. Could you afford $25,000 to spend on attorneys?
Most people can't.
How about if they come up with some charge and you're actually innocent of it? Could you spend the $25,000 or $50,000 or $100,000?
Most people can't.
Of course not.
The average person in this country could not come up with $400 for an emergency without taking out a small loan.
Right.
And that's not Daryl coming up with figures.
No, I remember that.
That's actual studies that are done regularly.
Right.
Where I believe it's right at 50% of American adults say that they do not have $400 for an emergency.
Yeah. So when we think about this, this is why I equate the war on drugs to just a war on the American people. Because here we have a family in a Kia minivan.
Yep.
Coming up with an idea for a project to involve their children in growing tomatoes and squash and melons in their basement. Their door gets knocked down. People get they get guns shoved in their face, and it turns out it was over the fact that they had shopped at a particular store and the fact that the cops found clumps of loose leaf tea
in the trash,
which means they were dumpster diving.
Right.
That's
and
so creepy, man.
In a lot of places, you know, there I forget, you know, the exact precedent that the courts have ruled, but to steal a line from Better Call Saul, if a raccoon can get into it, then it's okay for a cop to dig around in that same thing.
Another thought I have is if, Heather, what if you had an ex-boyfriend?
I've got a couple of those.
Then we'll use this as a good example, but he's following you around, and he's seeing what shops you're going into.
I've actually had a couple of those.
Okay, and then he takes it a step further. He wants to know what you were buying in that particular shop, so he goes and he sneaks through your garbage to see what he can find. What single word would you use to call that type of behavior?
Creepy.
Creepy's one.
Stalking.
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 Stalking was the one I was looking for. So now we actually have the police who are supposed to be there to protect life, liberty, and I don't know what. They take an oath to uphold the Constitution. But they're basically stalking.
Right.
You know what they need to do is they need to have firemen poles and police station, right? And they all need to just sit at the friggin' police station until they're called. Okay, not go driving around looking through garbage cans. And somebody in the community needs their help, they can pick up a phone and call them. Otherwise, they need to just sit at the station and wait to be called. That's the way I think of it.
The article here, aside
from just... firefighters do, right? You call them when there's a fire. They don't go around looking for fires. The police shouldn't drive around looking for crime.
Aside from just finding this wet glob vegetation, they did a marijuana field test after they found it the second and third time in the trash.
Those are notoriously accurate, Daryl.
First time they found it, April 3rd, 2012, they noted wet plant material, but determined it was innocent. The next two trash pulls, April 10th and 17th, the same material was found, but this time they did a marijuana field test. The test came back positive, but the officers did not take photos of the results or send the material to a lab for confirmation. Instead, they used that as the probable cause for this warrant.
Okay, maybe bongs have changed in the last 200 years since I was of the mindset to maybe smoke marijuana. But when in the hell does all your marijuana get wet?
I don't know. I'm just so blown away.
I mean, that's sort of the opposite. If you intend to smoke something, shouldn't it be dry as to be a big wet glob?
I think maybe if you're converting it into a tincture of some sort, what? You have to put it in an alcohol solution and then it gets wet.
What,
did these
what
people
state
also,
is this in?
Missouri. Did they also visit maybe a chemistry store where they could get all the material to create tinctures? Beakers.
Probably not.
Probably not.
There's definitely more to this. The link has been posted on the Facebook and the Twitter.
This is a cool little note, right? Median pay for police officers vary. St. Louis police officer earning an average of about $51,000 a year. So think about it. If you make less than $51,000 a year and you're paying taxes, you're paying for someone to make more than you to go sift through garbage and stalk people. It's basically what this is, right? Because that's their job. Because, you know, they write off this one person. They go back to the store. They sit. They wait. They go to another house. They dig through their garbage.
Yeah.
And they're literally making, on average, about $51,000 a year.
They'd probably make more if they were actually picking up the garbage and taking it to the dump.
Like, can you think?
And they'd be doing a productive job.
Now, imagine however, if we used our tax dollars, even if you don't agree with government, you can still agree that if we're going to be forced to pay taxes, wouldn't you rather a $51,000 career be something other than sifting through garbage looking for nonviolent people? I mean, can we all agree that we could hire, you know, another nurse, another teacher, another doctor? We, any number of professions that provide a better service that benefit all of us, other than this failed war on drugs and what it's producing.
Garbage sifter. I get your point. Good point.
So, let's go to the phones. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that did you know that we're the very last and the only state to have all volunteer legislatures? So, and I think that's
no, you're not, Sarah.
Yeah,
no,
the New Mexico legislature is not volunteer. They do get paid. They get paid.
No, you know what? That's what everybody thinks. If you were to ask a typical New Mexicans, they're like, they get paid. What it is they receive a per diem, and they think that's a salary.
I didn't say it's a salary. Hold on, Sarah. I did not say they get a salary. I said they get paid. If they show up to legislative committee hearings and they show up to the session day where they vote on bills, then they wind up getting a check from the state government of New Mexico. That's getting paid.
Well, you know what? I talk to the legislature all the time, and they tell me they're the very last one but they only pay for hotel and traveling expenses.
I didn't say salary, Sarah. They get a paycheck. Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-403-733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway from Amazon? Well, you can do that when you save at Purse. Just go to saveatpurse.com. That's all one word, saveatpurse.com, and create an account. You then put things in an Amazon wish list. You import the wish list to that account at Purse, and you choose your discount, saveatpurse.com.
Well, we have a special treat for everyone tonight. It's someone that we have not talked to in at least 90 days. It's been, I think, much longer than that. And it's someone that, personally, I always find it a interesting conversation. So with no further ado, James, are you there? Hello, James, are you there?
James, where art thou, James?
And he is not there. Let's go to Greg calling in from New York.
Shame.
Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Looking forward to talking to you, James.
But I'm looking forward to talking to Greg, too.
Hi, Greg.
Oh, thank you, guys. It'll be more than 90 days for James.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I wanted to talk about market sales. A lot of people who attack free market advocates, they talk about how the market can fail. And in order to talk about how a market can fail or if it can fail, you first have to define what it means for a market to either fail or succeed. Okay? Would that be reasonable?
No, not really. Because I think all that is subjective. Markets succeed by some people's interpretations, and some people who may have been on the losing end of a market may consider it a failure. Does that...
Right, but at the same time, I kind of see where Greg's coming here. Let's give another example. The Wright brothers in 1903 were going to, you know, do a test flight on an airplane. Someone had to define what is a successful test flight of an airplane.
Oh, so we have to have metrics to
If you're going to say if something is a failure or a success, you need to define what equals a failure, what equals a success.
Okay, well, yeah, and my point in bringing that up is that markets and economics in general are more complex than we can really understand, and that's coming from my obviously Austrian point of view. But please continue with your thoughts, Greg.
Sure. So my whole point was if you make a sentence, if you say a sentence that is you're claiming something, you have to define the terms that you're using. So if you say market, there's a market failure, that implies that you have some sort of, understanding what it means for a market to fail or conversely to succeed, okay? So I think that, everyone should define their terms. So I want to ask two rhetorical questions to you guys. One is, do you think that all human beings need to eat in order to survive?
I think that is an obvious...
Yeah. Well, that's not a rhetorical question,
because if you
don't eat and you don't, wind up ingesting something, then you will die. Despite, the claim that there's, breatharians running around.
Exactly.
You have to consume something in order to survive.
Okay, so we will accede that, yes, you do need to eat to survive. Go ahead.
And do you also agree that every human being has a limit to how much they can eat? Meaning if they had, let's say, 1 million apples around every day, then that would be a surplus.
Yes.
For themselves, they would not be able to really make use of all those apples.
This sounds like a flashback to high school algebra class.
That's okay. Yes, we will also see that no one can eat 1 million apples in a sitting.
Yeah, I mean, you could do, like, a formula, right? It's like, how much gas can your car hold, right? And then how much does it cost for the week? And then how much would you need for the month or for the year? What's the average life expectancy? I mean, this is kind of stuff I took into consideration when doing life insurance, right? Morbidity rates and all that stuff. So if you're asking from, like, a socialist aspect, aren't you, right? Like, people...
Well,
hold,
I wanted
like,
to make a point that is super, like, there's no reason to... All I said was very logical. I think
well, you've picked two data points. The data points are this: people must eat, or they die. And two, no one can eat 1 million apples. So those are your two data points thus far. Please continue with your hypotheses.
Right. So my whole point was that one of the things that most people, maybe not, there are a few exceptions, maybe psychopaths or sociopaths, maybe would say that it would be nice. One requirement of a market system would be that nobody dies.
No.
It would be nice to if it's avoidable. So in other words,
it's not avoidable.
Death is not avoidable. As much as the transhumanists want to believe that death is avoidable.
Yep, death is not avoidable. So
yeah, okay.
We can't go
100% of humans that have ever lived that are not currently alive have died.
Okay. So I get what you're saying. It would be nice if everybody could live a nice long life, right?
Right. Let's not nitpick. Obviously, what I'm trying to say is a market system, let's say, for whatever reason, if it wound up that, let's say 10% of the people died because they ran out of apples. They run out of food completely.
Okay.
And through completely voluntary exchanges. But the other 90%, let's say, survived, and maybe 2% of people had 1 million apples each.
Right.
Right? So those 1 million apples could have been, let's say, redistributed to the 10% that died from malnutrition, from hunger.
I understand what
so
you're saying.
Is what people say is a market failure because they have something in mind, a goal.
How much food?
No.
Hold on, Greg.
I got to shut this down because I have this conversation with you, Greg, every single time. You can't have this argument inside of the vacuum of people die and apples, because that's not a real world thing. The real world is that there's lots and lots and lots of things to eat, and there's lots of areas where some things grow and some things don't. So
the reality is that the United States federal government subsidizes certain foods, and then they'll wind up throwing other foods into the ocean to keep it out of the food supply.
One second. There's only so much time I have on a radio show. I can only stick to the simplest things obviously I can go into details and talk about the SNAP program and what they said, that you know, vegetables were rotting on the fields as people were dying of hunger somewhere else. And that would be considered, I'm just trying to say, what is a market failure? A market failure can only be a failure if there's a goal that the market fails to achieve. And that goal usually is that, you know, people get the minimum amount that they can get in order to survive. I think that is what...
That is not a goal of anybody in any market.
Yeah, but anybody can do that. You can grow a farm and you can give away as many apples as you want.
The goal of any economy, at least a free economy, should be that buyer and seller continue to meet. First of all, they come together and each has something that the other wants. And secondly, that they both leave that deal satisfied. And the complexity, and this is why simplified things break down, because when we try to focus on something simple, we miss all the millions of other, billions of other human actions that are affecting this buyer and this seller, including their own decisions. I'm going to give you the last word here, but I want to mention a book, and I beg you to pick this one up. How an Economy Grows and Why It Crashes by Peter Schiff. It is about a very small economy on a very small island where everyone eats fish. This was the subject of your call last week, and this applies to this conversation too. So I'm going to turn it back over to you till the end of the show, please.
You got about a minute, Greg.
Okay, sure. I'll try to be quick. Look, everyone that has an ideology, including myself, has trouble hearing something that contradicts necessarily the ideology, but that's fine. You have to be able to deal with opposing opinions or facts and maybe inconvenient things. What I said is very simple. Obviously, it's an idealized scenario, and it has counterparts in the real world. It's not true that someone will always have something that another person wants. Horses and oxen were replaced by cars and tractors. They had nothing that people wanted to justify the amount of oxen. So you would take the field and turn it to a parking lot, even though you know, the cars were just sitting there. They were more valuable to the people. So, yes, there's an externality. Every time there's a, you guys focus on the free exchange between two people, and that's great. But there's always a third person who used to get the benefit and now doesn't. So if we take that to the extreme, that person runs out of resources, like the horse and the ox.
Right. You're talking about the seen versus the unseen, Greg. Thank you for the call. So just go out, break all the windows to make sure that the window maker winds up in business. Screw the cobbler. This is Free Talk Live, always online at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.